This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today we have chosen something that was from our 2015 annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer, which we think is important for you to hear. With Brother Hagin, he knew God's voice. I'm telling you to work with Kenneth E. Hagin closely. I couldn't thank God enough for it. Rhonda, are you here tonight? Yeah, there she is. Rhonda. Stand up, Rhonda. She was in the Face Creation music group that traveled with Brother Hagin. Others in here. You traveled with Brother Hagin. Stand up if you travel with Brother Hagin. Who? Berta Bass. You stand up, Berta. And she, later on, we got, she's the 13th employee. Got someone to type the manuscripts, and she typed them for how many years? 32 years. But if you ever prayed with Brother Hagin, what was that like, David? What was that like? It's amazing. I mean, you're praying, but you can't hardly pray because he's praying and he's talking to God like God's hearing him and talking back. And you're trying to figure it out, what he's talking about. God forgive me.
God forgive me.
Sometimes he'd get so over in there, you'd try to figure out who it was, you know. But when you walk with a man, and he walked in divine love, I'm telling you, divine love. People ask me, what'd you learn most from Brother Hagin? Well, I don't know. He taught me the integrity of the word. He taught me to walk in love. He taught me to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. I got to do a book by him called How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. When I got through with that one, I knew how to hear God. It was like another, bless the Lord. So God told him, and when I tell you God told him, mark it down. God told him. He's not like some of these little flaky ones. That God told me this, God told me that. He didn't more tell you that than the man in the moon. Well, moving right along. So anyway, God told him it would behoove him to look up every scripture in the Bible on the subject of glory. Remember that, David? So he did it. Now, he didn't have a computer program where you put in glory and it tells you glory is used 1,299 times and here they are. You had to look it up with the concordance. And he did it one by one. And he typed them. I don't know who typed them. Shelley, I don't know. Did you type them? I don't know who typed them. Probably too early for Shelley to be typing them. But, Berta, maybe you did. Did you type those scriptures out for him? There's the one right there. Boy, the Lord told me, go ahead and tell your stories. I'll have confirmation in the audience for you. I got some wild ones, but there's some people that have been there. So he typed them, or I guess Berta typed them up. And he put them in the back of his Bible. Remember that leather Bible case he had? Zip it, you know. You remember Deborah, Kylie? They're Rhema Bible school graduates. So I knew he had that back there. And he'd sit up on the platform, you know, kind of twiddle his thumbs and whatever. Sometimes he'd jump. I said, uh-oh, we're going to get it tonight. And he'd get those papers out. And he'd start reading them. He'd just read them. He'd start in the beginning where glory was first used, and it's used a lot of times. And he'd just tell you that he's going to read them. That's what he did. Exodus 16:7, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And he would always point out that you could see the glory. The glory of God is the presence of God manifest so that you can see it, or you can see what it did, like in healings or whatever. Exodus 24:16. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the cloud of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Exodus 29:43. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. Exodus 33:22. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Exodus 40:34. Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And sometimes he'd give a little personal testimony right here. And he'd give the testimony of when he died. Remember, he was on the sick bed for 17 months when he was 17 years old. And you remember, he died and he went to hell. But then he died and he went up. A difference. And this time, a cloud filled his room. And he would do this. He'd tell this story. Granny, his granny, who raised him, his mother, and brought her children and had to live with her parents. And Granny, he was telling it one day on radio, and Granny heard him. She said, "Son, you don't tell that right." And she said, "Son, that cloud filled your room." And Pat came to get me, his little brother. Ken's dying. If I don't tell this right, I'm going to tell you there are plenty of people in here that can tell it. Ken's dying. So Granny came up there, and the room was filled with a cloud. And Granny was a little determined woman. His mother came up there, and she saw it, and she couldn't get in. So she just backed off to the side of the hallway or across the room. But Granny was determined. And Granny got way across the room. What now? The dining room table. She got from the dining room table. She backed up, and his room is right over there, and it's filled with a cloud. And Granny runs to get over there, and when she gets to the door, she bounces off. And then she backs up farther and tries it again. I think she tried it 3 times, and she couldn't get in there. I forgot how long she said that cloud was like that, and they couldn't get in. It was the glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. That was the glory when the glory appeared in the tabernacle. And then Solomon, bless the Lord, he finished the work of the temple. Brother Hagin would read other scriptures. I'm not going to read all of them, but we're going to skip on down to the simple temple. 2 Chronicles 5:1. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated. The silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of the Lord God. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, Heman, Yeduthun with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever,"
that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. God fills his houses with glory, the glory of his presence. And so when they were in unity, and Brother Hagin would point out, they were in unity. And that unity had something to do with glory. And so after I went to Israel, and this was the feast in the seventh month, it was the Feast of Tabernacles, that happened about this time of year, either in September or October. And I learned how that happened. When that glory moved into that temple, they had all the people there on all the hills. Mount Moriah is where the temple is, and then there are mountains all around Jerusalem, and the millions of people are dressed in white, and all the priests are there where the new temple has been built, and the glory moves in when they come into unity, saying, "For he is good, and his mercy endures forever." And the Levites were the singers, and there was a part of them that was the Levitical choir. And the leader had a white cloth, so don't think this is not biblical. And he would sing it antiphonally, "For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." But they started out with hallelujah. They praised the Lord. That's hallelujah. In the Bible, it's hallelujah. So I wanted to find out what they really said. So after I studied Hebrew, I found out what they said. And a lot of you know. So stand up. Bless the Lord. And it's antiphonally. I'll say it, and then you say it after me. And the best unity you can get. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov. Ki is four, tov is good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki.
Ki.
Leolam.
Forever. That's what it means. Chasdo. That's his mercy. So I'll say it and then you say it after me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam chasdo.
But they didn't say it. They sang it. So we'll do that now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ki tov.
Ki tov.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Ki leolam chasdo.
Hallelujah. Ki tov, ki leolam chasdo, hallelujah, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo, hallelujah, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and we thank you for listening to the message we think is important that we've taken from our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. You can get the whole Assembly of Prayer on CDs or DVDs. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org. That's BillyBrim.org. Shalom, shalom.